now. I'm very happy to welcome into the studio the man known as Jack, the legend known as Jack from Bake with Jack. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks.
Good to see you. Now, you've sort of jetted over, I say jetted, you use the car, from Farnham, where you've been today.
Yes.
Busy man?
Farnham Food Festival is busy. There's a lot of people there. Yeah. Really busy.
Nice. Always good. And, well, food festivals are sort of, we're going to be talking a lot about that in the next few minutes when we're chatting, because obviously we have got one that we are both involved with next week. We are both involved with one last weekend as well, so it's a little bit mad.
Yeah, it is a little bit mad this time of year.
I know.
That's the way it goes.
You do love a food festival though, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
It's all good. So let's talk a little bit more about the business first of all. So obviously you're here because you're here with Bake With, well, you are Bake With Jack, really.
I am, yeah.
One man band.
Just me.
Tell us about the business.
So I teach people how to make bread.
Nice.
I go to their houses. I've been doing it for the last 4.5 years, going to people's houses, making some nice bread together, using their own oven, because I thought it would make sense. And we put together a nice meal as well. So we make some nice breads and have a nice meal at the end of it, and it's all very nice. Did I say nice already?
Do you know what? The word nice is good, though. It's all right. Nice is nice.
Yeah,
nice
it's lovely.
Good.
It's lovely.
And actually, I suppose that's quite a nice thing to go into people's homes, because I remember you saying that everyone's ovens are different, and actually, if you give a sort of set time or whatever for bread, it never always comes out the same way.
Exactly. And also, the environment's different. The kitchen's different at different temperatures. Dough relies on the temperature to do what it needs to do.
Okay.
And it's always going to happen a little bit differently, depending on where you are and what the temperature's like and what the environment is like. That's why I thought if I go to somebody's house, you know, everyone can do it in their house. You can do it. You just need to go with the environment.
Mm. So how did you get sort of start the business? You started it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What made you sort of wake up and go, I'm going to do this?
I thought this would be cool about 8-9 years ago.
Okay.
I thought it would be a good idea, but I never thought it was a thing, right? I never thought I could make that happen.
Mm.
I started teaching adult education about 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, doing kitchen skills, because I'm a chef, you see. So we did kitchen skills, cookery,
not
bread
a baker.
Making. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Bread making was part of it, and so was pasta.
Mm.
Bread was the one where people had the most questions and the most failure rate at home as well, which is normal. So that was the one I really honed in on. Plus, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love the process. And so, yeah, so I just thought I could just go for it. I made a little website, I made some business cards, put some ads out, and that's where we get to today.
And it's just sort of grown and grown.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's nice. And why is it you're so passionate about bread? You were saying it's something that sort of people find difficult, but where does your love of bread come from? Why bread?
It's because bread, like, not a lot of chefs make bread.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like chefs like to control everything, right? You have control everything going on in the pan or whatever to make it perfect.
Yeah.
But bread, as I said earlier, depends upon the environment, how it goes. So you have to read the dough. You have to do what the dough wants to do. You just go with it and treat it nicely along the way. And then you come out with something amazing at the end. So that's why I think I like it, because it's a natural, completely natural process. Your part is minimal in the development of flavour and texture of the bread. That comes on its own while you're doing nothing. That's why I like it so much, I think.
It's good. You've got to put the love into the bread.
Exactly.
And the care.
Exactly. It's all about the love and the care and the patience and time.
Tastes. Have you got a favourite type of bread? I know it's a cheesy question, but I'm going to ask you this.
It's
what
a cheesy
do you like
question,
cooking?
That's fine.
Go for it.
I like making ciabatta a lot. I made it today at the food festival because, like I say, it's a natural process. And the ciabatta is the best illustration of that natural process, because the shaping is minimal, everything, all the good texture, the open texture, the softness comes from the natural process, the time and a lot of water, a lot of water. That's why you can't really shape it up and that sort of thing. It just does its own thing naturally.
Nice. So talking about food festivals, so obviously you're at Farnham today. You and I were both at Hazelmere Food Festival last weekend.
Yes.
And we are at West Horsley Place Food Festival next weekend.
Yes.
Although you're
doing
2 days, aren't you?
Yeah, 2 days. Saturday and Sunday I'm going to be there.
Nice. What is it you love about food festivals? Why do you get involved with them?
Why? It's the best way to meet as many people as possible.
Mm.
I love it. So many, like now, this is my 3rd year food festivals, and this year I'm trying to be everywhere in Surrey. Literally everywhere, which is working so far.
Nice.
And a lot of people... Every year I get a bigger and bigger crowd, and people come back that see me before, and it's just, that's the buzz that I get of helping so many people in one go. And when people start asking questions and as we go along and at the end, and you know, hopefully I can answer them for them. It really, there's so many penny drop moments for people where they think, oh, that must be why my bread doesn't go quite right and stuff like that. And to reach as many people in one go is a real good buzz.
Nice. And do you find that people are, you said, you know, you're getting bigger crowds. Do you think people are getting more interested in bread in Surrey?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think it's becoming more and more fashionable to know what you're eating. And I think that's a big deal, especially with bread, because the bread that you buy has got a lot of nonsense in it, lots of bits and bobs in
it. It's not that great, is it?
Yeah, it shouldn't really be there. And it is at, you know, the sacrifice of the good bread. You know, you can tell what's been made with all these bits and bobs in the one that you've made on your own. I think people are getting more conscious about, you know, healthy eating or more wholesome eating and this sort of thing. And to make your own bread, you know exactly what's in it. It's flour, water, salt and yeast. And any other bits and bobs you like, fruit, you know, whatever you like.
Whatever. Exactly. You made a nice... What was the loaf you made last week? It was figs in there.
It was
sesame.
Figs and honey. I used a bit of rye flour. Yeah, sesame on the outside. I like that real toasty sesame flavour on the outside. Mm. So that went well. Yeah, I like that.
Autumn bread. It's all good. So do you find with the classes as well that people are responding well to the class? Are they sort of... you getting more people?
Yes, more people. I've changed venue slightly and this...
Oh, nice.
I'm in Woking now for the classes, for the workshops. But yeah, more and more people coming back to discover something else. They might do the introduction one and get it under their fingers, and then maybe 6 months later pop back and take on the Mediterranean or, you know, something a little bit more tricky after they got it under their fingers.
Why do I think you need to have a sort of bake-off spin-off series just with bread?
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
That'd
Can you good. Imagine?
Traditional week, Mediterranean week.
Exactly.
I can't think of any more weeks, but there we go.
All of them. All
Who
the
knows?
Weeks.
Just all the bread. Yeah. Are you a Bake Off fan?
I am a Bake Off fan.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. I've been doing like a video diary every week.
Oh, nice.
Online, which has been really good fun. I did it last year.
Okay.
It was so awful. It was so bad. But this year is a little bit better. I really enjoy it. Bread weeks are a bit touch and go because they always have to hurry stuff up. Once you start hurrying stuff up, making it warm, that's when stuff goes wrong.
Yeah, actually, bread must be really difficult in that tent.
Yeah, no, it is. I wouldn't want to be present on a bread week. I wouldn't feel proud of anything I've made because I would have rushed it.
What did you think of this year's bread week, though?
I didn't like it. Everything came out a bit dodgy, underbaked, underproved, and that basically means you haven't got enough time.
This is true.
Which is a shame of it.
It was flat tea cakes and a
lot of flat tea cakes.
Cottage loaf.
Crinkly buns.
That went very wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a shame, actually. So if you're giving bakers tips,
yeah,
food festivals or home classes, are there any tips that you would give to sort of wannabe bakers to make good quality bread?
Yes. One thing is, make sure you use room temperature water. This is
I remember
a
this
one.
From last weekend.
I'm glad room you remember. I probably said it about 25 times. Room temperature water is a big deal because everyone uses warm water or lukewarm water that's probably too warm, and you rightly will do because that's what it says in a recipe book.
Yeah.
But if you use the temperature of your room for the temperature of your water, so if it's 21 degrees, use 21 degree water, it makes the whole process a lot easier if you just pop a thermometer in the water and see where you're at. And it might sound like a bit of a faff, but it helps out so much. It avoids so many issues along the way.
It's just worth to use it. That.
Yeah, completely. Mm. It avoids, you'll read things in recipes like oil some cling film and cover the dough, or wet a paper cloth or something and put it on the top. And all this stuff can be avoided. You don't have to do any of that. If you just use room temperature water, make the whole process much more simple.
Nice. And if people are going to come and see you next weekend, because obviously we're here sort of to talk about the West Horsley Place Food Festival.
Yeah.
That is coming up next weekend. Are you excited about that one?
I am excited about it. Yeah. I've done a few for the same people in the past, last couple of years.
Okay.
And they've been really well received. Yeah, really good.
Nice. And what is it you're looking forward to for next weekend? What can we expect from you? Do you know yet what you're going to do next weekend?
I don't know in terms of the bread yet. I will do some sort of bread start till finish.
It will be bread.
Today I did ciabatta, so next week I will create something. But what I always try and do is give people something they can then go home and do. Like, you don't need special equipment or anything like that, or tins or whatnot. I always do everything on a flat tray, something simple and really, like, you know, impressive that you can do at home without any special stuff, just have a go at, basically. So that's what I'll go with, something, you know, one of my favourite breads or something I might just make up on the day. But either way, there'll be a lot of nice, lot of helpful tips and useful information. There's always a lot of information coming at you. From beginning to end,
always
with, my demonstration. This that I talk. There's a lot of information, but you know, hopefully there'll be a few of those penny drop moments where people get it and they, you know where they've been going wrong and stuff like that. I will probably freestyle.
Got to be done.
Yeah,
and it's nice to get interactive. You're very good at sort of talking to the audience as well and taking questions.
Yeah, I try to make it as interactive as possible because if you know, I talk very fast about bread making. And if I glossed over something, I try and, you know, give people the opportunity to ask me again or ask me about their failures in the past they've had at home, because it can be something so, so simple, like the temperature of the water, for example.
Room temperature water.
Exactly. It can be something so, so simple that can fix the whole issue.
Fantastic. And we're going to be sharing a stage next weekend.
Yes, we are. I'm looking forward to
It'll
that.
Be good.
Are you there both days?
I might pop in the Saturday, actually.
Yes.
Have a little watch, because this is like a big food festival now.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing up on the elite level.
Yeah, you are.
At this point, I'm sort of, I'm moving out. I'm like, okay.
Are you nervous?
This is a serious one. Nah, never.
Neither am I.
Yeah, a little bit. No, you'll be fine. You've done loads of these. In fact, didn't you do one at the Surrey County Show this year as
I
well?
I did that. I've done that the last few years in a row. That was my first demonstration 2 years ago, Surrey County Show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was awful as well. And I got heckled, actually.
How can you heckle a baker?
How can you? I don't know. They manage it. They managed it. A couple of people had a few too many Hogsback beers, I think, and they had a good old heckle. But it went down really well.
Good, good. So that is next weekend. It's on the 6th, the 7th, the 8th of October. You will be there on the 7th and 8th.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, 2 o'clock on the Saturday, I think, and 3 on the Sunday.
Fantastic. And I will be there all day Sunday, which will be good.
Lovely.
As well. If you want to find out more information, you can go to the website fantasticbritishfoodfestivals.com for the festival. Tickets from £6 for adults, £3 for children, and £15 for a family ticket. Or you can get, for a little bit more money, some entry to the gardens or a VIP, champagne VIP house tour.
Oh.
Sounds quite nice.
That sounds lovely. Shall we do that?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it while we're there. We'll just pop into the house.
Why not?
Grab a glass and then I'll be heckling. No. can't heckle my own thing. But yeah, that'll be fantastic next weekend. What's your website as well? Let's get
my
some promotion for you.
My website is bakewithjack.co.uk.
Nice.
I put a lot of stuff on social media daily.
You're a bit of a social media fiend, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I try and put as much content out as possible. I might focus in on something bread related. I might put a recipe out. Or it might just be me at some food festival. But I'm at Bake with Jack on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Beautiful.
That's where I am.
Loads of things there. And of course, you can get your dough scrapers as well.
Yeah, of course.
I saw the dough scrapers last week.
Pretty impressive, hey?
They're pretty impressive. They're like business cards, but in a dough scraper.
I've got 1,000 in the cupboard.
He's like, just take them off me. Please. That'd be awesome. So next weekend for both of us down there in West Horsley Place Food Festival. Jack, thanks for popping in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to see you. And actually, we should mention as well, because she did tweet me earlier on, Nana's listening as well this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
So we should say a quick hello to her.
Hello.
Good to see you. Thanks for listening. So make sure you check out Jack and I next week at the West Horsley Place Food Festival. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.